Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm Tim Streifler, and my co-host David Blackman is currently out for the time being, taking some much needed time off. He will be back with us soon. In today's episode, I'm super excited. We're talking about three smart home devices that can make you more productive while working at home. So I know a lot of our listeners that have their web design business. They work from home, and solopreneur, and you're running your own business, and so productivity is important. And so, in my opinion, these smart home devices have really helped my productivity. And I'm also just kind of a smart home nerd. I like to nerd out over the Internet of Things and connected devices and things like that that makes things more convenient, but then in terms of business, when you work from home, it also can help you make you more productive as well. And so I also just wanted an excuse to talk about smart home devices because, again, I nerd out over them. So the first one on the list is Video Doorbell. So I use the Ring Video Doorbell, ring.com, and it is a very powerful device. It connects to your phone via a mobile app. And when someone rings your doorbell or there's motion at your front door, then you'll get an alert and then you can see what's happening from your phone. And so how this relates to productivity is if someone's ringing your doorbell and you don't have time, you're busy, you're in the middle of something, you don't want to hear a sales pitch. I've actually had a couple door-to-door salespeople recently, super annoying. You can see who it is ahead of time, and so you know, okay, I don't need to answer the door. For another example is if you're like me and you order a lot of stuff online, like we order toiletries and different household items, things like that. We order on Amazon, and so they get shipped right to our door. So we get a lot of packages. So if someone rings a doorbell, I don't want to go and look to see who it is. And if I need to answer it, I can just look right on my phone within 3 seconds and see, oh, it's just Amazon leaving a package. I'll go get it in a little while. And so the video doorbell can save a ton of time because obviously getting interrupted, disrupted by having to go answer the door and talk to someone, whatever, can be a huge time waste. And so seeing who's at the door ahead of time to know if it's something important or not, can be really great for productivity. So that's the first one. The second one, second smart home device that can make you more productive while working at home is a smart thermostat. So you might think that this is more about laziness, but I think it's productivity. So there's times where I'm in my office and I'm working and the sun's getting hotter, the day's progressing, and I want to turn on the AC or turn down the AC. Well, right from my phone, I can set the thermostat, turn on the air conditioning, and it can, or opposite, if it's cold, turn on the heater or whatever. And so without having to get up, leave the room, I can just do it really quick. I've also been on video calls and, you know, talking to someone, I can't really just get up to go adjust the thermostat, but it's getting hot. I want the air to kick on. And so I can right there without, disrupting the call. From my phone, change the temperature, turn on the AC. So, it sounds a little bit, lazy, but, I think it really is a convenience thing that also helps productivity. The third thing, smart lighting. Smart lighting can be really great and convenient for kind of the same reasons as a smart thermostat. You don't have to leave the room to, or I should say get up. You shouldn't have to leave the room to adjust the lighting in your room. But right from where you're sitting, you can adjust the lighting, turn it down if you have too much of a glare, dim it, whatever. Another thing is when I'm doing video calls, I can turn off certain light bulbs in my above ceiling, so that the light isn't so harsh in certain areas. So I can just turn off one bulb. And so smart lighting lets you do that. Rather than flipping a switch that turns off all the lights, I can just turn off a single bulb. And then I can kind of figure out the best lighting. So if I'm doing a video call, or even more important, if I'm doing a video tutorial and I want, you know, the best lighting possible, I can turn off the light so it's not too harsh on me, or turn off the ones behind me so it's not creating a weird silhouette look. Because you generally want light on you, not behind you. So smart lighting can be a really convenient way to increase productivity. Yeah, again, might be a little bit of a stretch, but I think it's helped my productivity, especially the doorbell. That one's huge. But again, I'm a smart home nerd, so love to hear if you have any smart home devices that you love that have added convenience to your life and potentially even increased productivity. Let us know in the comments. We'd love to hear about it, because I'm definitely always want to know what new devices are coming out and stuff like that, to see if it's something that will fit into my existing smart home ecosystem of products. So that's it for today's episode. Tune into tomorrow's episode. We're going to be talking about Google Analytics. So until then, take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.